Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome everybody to our March 18th Commissioner's Court meeting. Let the record reflect that most of the commissioners are here. Commissioner Sweeney is feeling under the weather, but we do have a quorum. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask that you please stand and join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Margie, you want to lead us in a word of prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to be here today in this beautiful day that you have provided us. Thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed on us. I pray, dear Lord, that you give these gentlemen and ladies the knowledge and the wisdom to conduct the business in the way that you see fit, and that you will bless this county in many ways. I pray, dear God, that for all of our first responders and law enforcement agencies and everything that are out there taking care of our county and our country, I pray for all of the things that are going on in the world, that you will put your hand upon them and protect those that are over there serving the country in this time of war. I pray, dear God, you will watch over us and take us back to our jobs and do our businesses. You see fit. Watch over us and protect us and forgive me of my sins and trespasses. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Item number four, public comments.
I don't have any.
No?
Mm-mm.
Item number five, announcement and possible discussion of items of public or community interest for which no action will be taken. Ms. Barbara?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I have two things. The first one is Workforce Solutions is having a career expo, and this is geared towards students in 9th through 12th grade. This is going to be on Tuesday, April 21st, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Workforce Solutions is working in conjunction with the Texas State University there in Polk County. This is where the Angelina College was, so now it's three colleges: Lamar State, Lamar Port Arthur, and Lamar Orange. This is going to be divided into industries, and we have different businesses that are coming in different departments so that the students can see the day in the life of. So day in the life of a commissioner, or day in the life of an auditor, things like that. And it's an interactive event. We have Cold Spring and Shepherd are attending. We would like to have some businesses or elected officials to come from San Jacinto County to set up a booth. The booths are set up. We have the tables and chairs. You just pretty much bring your, it's kind of like the one that we did at the high school last year, and a lot of you all came and set up your booth and talked about your businesses and stuff. So since we have students from San Jacinto County, it will be good to have some businesses or elected officials to come and set up a booth. Also, we already have confirmed Representative Janice Hope will be there, and so it will be very important that we have a good showing from each one of the counties. So if anybody's interested, I have the flyer with the barcode. You just scan this and you register. There's no cost to register, and we do feed you lunch, okay? It's like a Subway or a Chick-fil-A, you know, box meal. Right. So that's 9 a.m. to 1. And then the second thing I have, so I have to change gears from
Workforce. That is at Polk County, right? Is it Commerce?
Yeah, it's at, yes, it is.
21st, right?
1017 U.S. Highway 59, move west. Yeah, it's Tuesday, April 21st. And I had sent this, I think in January, to Tracy, and she was supposed to send it out to all the offices, but I do have copies of the flyer if you want, so that you can...
What day of the week is the 23rd?
It's a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday? I have a court every Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'll put that in the office. I'll have her make some flowers.
And if you go
to your home.
So you just scan the barcode.
I did.
And like I said, it's very important that we represent and talk to the students. Initially, we had it set for 11th and 12th grade students, but then we open it up to 9th and 10th because we have breakout sessions. So if you say you want to be a nurse, you go in one section and then you talk to nurses that are people that are in the field. It'll give the students a real life experience. Then all of the booths are set up by industry. So you have healthcare and education, general business and business services, and then you have manufacturing warehousing. So we already have a Georgia Pacific, GP, Royal Martin. We have a couple of the banks in Polk County. The DA's office in Polk County has already registered. So several things like that. So it's businesses, industries.
Same thing we did at the schools?
Yes, sir. It's the same thing. It's just bigger.
When are they going to do that again?
I don't know, because they're having some changes going on at the school. I worked with Ms. Pettigo there when she was the counselor. Now they have a different counselor, and I'm not really sure of what they're doing. But I'm open to setting up another event like that at the school. But for now, this one is taking the place of that until they kind of decide what they're going to do. And the reason it's in Polk County is because my workforce office covers San Jacinto County, Polk, and Tyler. So Polk is kind of in the middle. The next thing that I have, changing hats to NAACP, there is going to be a scholarship banquet, and this is Saturday, April 25th, 6 p.m. It's going to be at the Jones Educational Complex. This is for scholarship. This is the Polk and San Jacinto County NAACP, so it's for all the schools in Polk and San Jacinto County. We have scholarships being awarded to students in Cold Spring, Oakhurst, on Alaska, Livingston, Leggett, Shepherd, Goodrich, Camden, Corrigan, Camden, and then Big Sandy. The theme is Legacy in Flight, financing today's scholars so that they can soar like eagles. It's going to be a Western-themed event, so we're asking everybody to bring the best Western outfit. The event starts at 6 p.m., and our guest speaker is going to be Dr. Kenneth O'Neill, who has opened up the medical center there in Point Blank, right next to Eastside Church, where Reverend Elmore is the pastor. So right next to that, he's opened up that medical center, and he's going to be the guest speaker. So this is Saturday, April 25th, and
where is it going to be?
Jones Educational Complex. So the tickets are $40 each. A table is $300, but we also have various sponsorships. You can do a bronze sponsorship for $500, silver for $1,000, and a gold sponsorship for $1,500. Again, this is all for scholarships, so I have the sponsorship letters, and I also have a flyer for you all. We can also, since this is for scholarships, we can also provide a tax receipt as well. If someone needs like a receipt for their business, then we can provide that as well. Last year it was very nice. We had the sheriff was there and his whole group, so we had a big table with them, and we like to recognize the county officials. So these are individuals that have supported you in the election and throughout. So we want to make sure that we can provide scholarships. And the NAACP is an interracial organization providing scholarships. It's not just for people of color, for everybody. It's an interracial relation organization. And so we would love, really love to have your support. Any questions?
So how many scholarships did you give out last year? Did you say a while ago when I went less than eight?
Yes, we gave out two for Cold Spring, two in Shepherd. Well, only one person applied in Shepherd. We gave out two in Livingston, two in Goodridge, and then Onalaska, Big Sandy, Camp, all those other schools did not submit.
So you gave out eight, basically?
Mm-hmm.
$8,000 gold?
Yes, sir. That's where it is.
No, just send it down where it is.
Exactly. All right. Thank you.
Item number 10, I'd like to, Judge, make one real quick. Oh, go ahead. I'd like to put our thoughts and prayers out there for our road and bridge employee, George Henderson. This morning about 3:30, they rushed him to the hospital. They did emergency surgery on the brain for a blood clot.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. So I haven't had an update yet. So good guy, good people.
Who was it?
George.
That's the one who used to work for TxDOT?
Yes. Retired from TxDOT, come to work for the county. All right. Item number 10, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the order of Sensenham County Commissioner's Court regulating the time, place, manner, number of political signs electioneering on county-owned property. Ms. Walker is not here. This was kind of her. Item. I wasn't aware there was too many signs on county-owned property. I think what this probably refers to is over there across from the election, it got a little chaotic number of signs, but that's actually the city right of way. And it's not county owned property. I don't think we've ever authorized putting political signs on county property.
Well, I don't think we can authorize it. We can't deny it as long as it's so many feet away. If it's a polling place, the law is clearly states if it's a polling place, it can be 72 hours prior, 72 hours after, as long as it's 100 and something feet away from the
church. Right.
But I don't think that I'm not going to vote to regulate the placement of signs. I mean, because then you're going to be accused of letting somebody put them or not letting somebody put them. I mean,
well, this don't have anything about the distances, but
it's already law, right?
Yeah, it's already law. Maybe 100 feet.
She could probably elaborate, but she's not. Well, I say that. She's not here to talk on it. She's the one that asked me to put it on there. So, is that a motion to table?
Yes.
All right, we'll table that, and maybe if she wants it back on here, she can speak on it and see. All right, next. Item number 11, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve and declare a proclamation for April as Child Abuse Prevention Month activities for Child Abuse Prevention Month and vote on new members for the board. Miss Anna?
I will make that motion, Judge.
I'll second.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, okay,
I
so.
Hope not. I hope we get to see you many, many more years.
I'm getting too old for that. It needs
some
younger volunteers.
It says new members on the board.
Yeah.
Do we have any candidates?
New members, that their background checks, you know, have already been made and everything. It's
Do you have anybody specifically you want us to approve? Who are they? I didn't see the list.
It's Patty Hammond.
Patty Hammond?
Patty Hammond from
Precinct 4.
Precinct 4.
Harold Cemetery
Road. And then we have Debbie Anderson is from Precinct 3, I think.
Debbie Anderson
and Patty Hammond. Thank goodness they joined the court.
So, can we get a motion to approve the proclamation and approve the two new members, Patty Hammond and Debbie Anderson?
So moved.
Have a motion by Commissioner Natuno.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Dominey. Any comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 4-0. San Jacinto County Child Abuse Prevention and Neglect Month. April 2026, whereas April was first declared Child Abuse Prevention Month by presidential proclamation in 1983, and whereas the National Committee for Prevention of Child Abuse and thousands of concerned citizens and groups have provided the impetus and support to institutionalize it, and whereas every child deserves the right to grow and develop in a healthy, safe, loving, and secure environment, and whereas parents and care providers need support and recognition for their efforts in providing positive environments for child growth and development, and whereas this county has collaborative programs for family empowerment involving educational and social services agencies, religious and civic organizations, and city and county governments, and whereas it is important for partnerships for prevention to be established among all groups and individuals for the elimination of conditions which could lead to the harm of children. Therefore, let it be known that the County of San Jacinto County, Texas, is commemorating April as Child Abuse Prevention and Neglect Month and encourage its citizens to cooperate in endeavors to eliminate abuse.
Thank goodness we didn't have any child fatalities last year.
Yeah, that's good.
We had 17 that were removed. Removals were 17.
And some of your members take those and hold them until they find places for them, or no?
No, you have.
You've got a group that's here.
Anything else?
Just fly our flag over the courthouse.
All right. Can I get a motion to that effect?
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars to approve decorating the courthouse lawn and the gazebo and to fly the flag during the month of April. Can I get a second?
Second.
I have a second by Commissioner Dominey. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 4-0.
Judge, can we get back to public comments real fast?
Sure.
I'm going to give an announcement on.
Are you done, young lady?
Oh, I thought she was.
Thank you so much.
I thought she was. I'm going to give an announcement on the county employee. His son just texted me. He said, Dad is out of surgery. Awake, has full movement back on his left side. He's tired but coherent, cracking jokes, and asking for a twisted T. The doctor is going to keep him for observation in ICU for 24 hours.
Good deal.
Great deal.
Good news.
Great deal. What about a twisted T, huh?
All right. Item number 12, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve minor plat for Mendez Estates 8.35 acre tract, abstract 314, the Evelyn Woodford survey, track 11, into four lots, the smallest being 2.087 acres, Raphael and William Mendez.
So everybody's got one of these prior. They're not here. I don't know why.
It don't matter. Mr. Woods has looked at it, and this, I think this first started out as a family division, and y'all kind of seen through the smoke and said, "Nah, y'all are gonna, y'all can't sell it if you do a family division." And within
well, they
the time
can sell frame, it if with, it's a with, family
within a time frame, they can't start selling the lot, so they backed up and did the minor plat, right?
Well, they were already questioning about cutting out another acre for the mom.
What gives you the impression that if you divide it into family, they can't sell it? That's, we don't have.
There's some state regulations that if they do a family division, it can be 6 to 10 years that they can't divide it further.
I don't think we have such a rule in place.
No, but it's a state one, and they were wanting already to cut another acre later in the year for the mother-in-law, and then we have the same people, or they have about four different spots right there by Sandy Creek. So
Hughes Loop's a county road, right?
Yes, sir.
And you got a state highway. They all touch the highway for at the minimum 220 something feet.
There is a letter for them, TxDOT 2 approving. They now require 450 foot of frontage on their highways before they'll permit for culverts and stuff. And one of them was shy of it, but they got approval from them. So the letter is in this packet.
Well, this ain't the same one that you showed me the other day. This is a different one. You showed me one over there by the Young Cemetery.
Oh, no, that was a different one. That was another.
Yeah, that's what I thought this was until I looked at the plat, and I thought,
We've been working on this for a while.
So, Mary, you're good?
They followed through with everything.
No problem. I make the motion to approve the minor plat.
And I'll second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno. A second by Commissioner Dominique. So what about water and sewer?
The letters are in there.
Yep.
Water in there. Electrical.
Yep.
Phone.
I don't think Mr. McCoppin got the letters, so I'm trying to bring them out.
Well, it's Sam Houston Electric. And they are, I think, doing all water wells. And
I see a letter from TxDOT here that says it's okay. Sam Houston said they got enough juice to give them power. Phone company. But water and sewer was my question. They ain't got no water and sewer out there, do you?
Well,
what? The size, the smallest one's 2 acres. That's probably big enough to put a sewer system in. I'm quite sure it is, isn't it, Governor? Now, the water, they'd be, you know, I don't know what to tell them if they drill a well and then they don't hit nothing. They don't have to get them a water tank, I guess, and haul water.
They got in their plat notes, too. There no permitting will be given until they're approved for water and sewer.
The properties are big enough to drill a well. Nobody knows whether you got water down there until you do it. But
you go deep enough, you can get water. Might not be time you can drink.
If it's near Sandy Creek,
you want to sign that?
Yeah, but we ain't voted yet.
All
falling with
it. It don't give you no heartburn whatsoever, huh?
No, and I've made them work really hard.
Any other comments?
No.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 4-0. We can sign this one.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's funny, our rules say if you're doing a plat, you don't have to put no ads out or nothing.
That's for equipment.
But if you're replatting a plat, you got to put it in the paper for 3 weeks.
Yes.
It's so anyway. You got one that's signed by them?
No.
Well, they probably need to sign it.
Before us?
Before I sign it. I mean, they're swearing to certain things, and if they never show up and swear to it,
should we
that's just me, though.
Okay.
We done approved it, but...
They got to get their act together? Okay.
Well, I get them to... They may want to go ahead and sign it. I'm just that...
And then I'll wait.
But I'm the easiest one to catch.
Yeah, you're closer.
Yeah,
you can
me
persuade
and the judge.
Them to sign it. I don't even see Brother...
Do y'all mind signing it, and then I'll wait on Judge?
They haven't. Nobody has signed it. This is what I'm pointing out.
Maybe we got one?
Just one, because they didn't...
What? Huh? I'm talking to myself.
I'm sorry.
You all right,
babe? As long as you ain't answering yourself.
Huh?
As long as you're not answering yourself, you can talk to yourself.
I do. Don't worry, I do. Is that the only place?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You want to wait?
Don't worry about it. I mean, it's just when you get old, that's what happens.
I'll bring it to you.
That's fine.
Why can't I believe Mr. Duggar didn't talk in public comments? I'm not feeling good.
Item number 13, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve Senate Bill 8 grant program. Good morning.
Good morning. Senate Bill 8 is state-funded money given to us by the state because we're part of the 287G program. Since we're part of that, we automatically qualify for that $80,000, which we can use. And since there's no other match to it or nothing, all we have to do is apply for it, and we'll get it.
$80,000.
I have one quick question, Mr. Jolly. Down on about paragraph number 4 or 5, says equipment and related services for peace officers and other personnel related to the agreement, including the repair or replacement of equipment not provided under this agreement. What would they not provide? You know, that's all I see on it.
Not provided by the 287 funding.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was getting at. The what?
And I'm going to use that for radios, by the way.
Okay. Okay.
You're going to use this thing for radios?
Yeah, the hand car radios, because we got all the handies.
So that was my question. What are you?
Hand car radios and then equipment to, like printers, anything else I need for the inside the car, like some more laptops.
How many cars do we have? Because I know we bought 20 in-car radios.
Yeah, you bought 20.
Yeah.
But you bought 20, we have about 35 cars.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I'll make that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Natuno. There's no match or nothing, huh?
No, we just have to qualify.
We automatically qualify. Any other comments? And we have to pass this resolution, right?
Yes, sir.
And the motion includes passing the resolution, correct?
Yes, second one.
Yeah. All right. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 4-0. Resolution authorizing application for SB 8 Immigration Enforcement Grant. Whereas the Texas Legislature has established the SB 8 Immigration Enforcement Grant Program to provide funding to eligible counties for costs associated with immigration enforcement activities. And whereas Sansina County is eligible to apply for funding under SB 8 Immigration Enforcement Grant Program, and whereas Commissioner's Court of Sansina County finds it is in the best interest of the citizens of Sansina County to apply for and participate in said grant program to support law enforcement efforts and offset related expenditures, and whereas grant funds will be used in accordance with program guidelines for allowable costs, which may include personnel, equipment, training, detention costs, and other eligible expenses related to immigration enforcement. Now, therefore, be it resolved that by the Commissioner's Court of San Jacinto County, Texas, that the county hereby authorizes submission of the application for SB 8 Immigration Enforcement Grant Program for the grant period as specified by the awarding agency. County judge is authorized to execute all documents necessary to apply for, accept, reject, alter, or terminate the grant on behalf of the county. The county agrees to comply with all grant requirements, assurances, and reporting obligations as required by the awarding agency. If awarded, grant funds shall be placed in the appropriate county fund and expended in accordance with the approved grant budget and applicable laws. Have you submitted a budget? Is there a budget attached?
No, there's not a budget attached yet.
Okay. Well, I would think when you submit, you're showing them your budget so they know what you're going to do.
No, it's automatic $80,000.
We're on 13 right
now. Yeah, I know. That's why I circled it. Yeah. Because of population.
I thought you were going to say
it's all dealing with population.
Population.
What agency is administering the grant? The governor?
Yeah, the governor.
All right. Did you already have one flagged?
Of course.
Well,
she's on top of it, sir.
Yeah, let me.
Yours prints better.
I only have the one page, though. Resolution. All right, next, item number 14, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve equipment donation.
Good job.
Good job.
Are you ready for that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Crime Stoppers, since we've become real active in them, they have asked us for what equipment we'd like to have. And we told them we'd like to have a drone because we've been wearing out jets.
So, Crime Stoppers, San Jacinto Crime Stoppers?
San Jacinto, Montgomery County, Liberty County. You know, it's a multi.
Okay, because, you know, they got so inactive, they quit putting it on the judgments that everybody has to donate part of their probation to Crime Stoppers. So, we need to tell the DA to start putting that back in the paperwork.
We're blowing and going with them right
good,
now.
Good, good,
we've
good.
We've been
good.
Arresting people up on tips and stuff people are sending in. Matter of fact, we're probably doing more than Montgomery County is right now with Crime Stoppers.
Now, Mr. Jolly, what does one of them drones cost like y'all use?
The one we just got granted and given to us is $7,000.
$7,000?
How much was yours, Jeff?
It was on sale about the same price as the solar technology. I believe that this drone.
Yeah,
I just wonder what it costs now.
It was $8,000
to $10,000. So is yours still usable? I mean,
yeah, they've been using it. I borrow it back whenever I need it.
Good.
So Is that going to still be applicable to him when he needs to come get yours?
Yes, if he needs ours.
He may wreck his tomorrow, and he may not have one.
I hope
or y'all may wreck his.
Well,
I'm just making sure
we're playing. Man, we're not going negative. We're not wrecking $75 piece of equipment. That's a big no-no.
There you go. I'm just trying to make sure that's going to happen.
That was funded to us by the Crime Stoppers. They're willing to give it to us. Also, I will be bringing to y'all another item that they did yesterday, which is not on my agenda, but yesterday I also approved. They're going to give us a Jeep.
A Jeep.
And it's when Montgomery County has it now. They got to go through the process of getting rid of, they're going to take it off their rolls, and we're going to end up getting it.
Was it one through the military they got on the 10?
No. This is a regular Jeep. It's all decorated out. It says Crime Stoppers.
Oh, okay.
Account, and they're going to have it restriped for us, specifically for us.
Can I get a motion to accept
the
donation of the drone? I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Domini. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 4-0.
Just giving y'all a little heads
a Jeep,
up.
Huh? That's good. All right. Anything else, Chief?
Other than be careful riding at nighttime.
Be careful riding what?
We've been knocking them dead at night.
Yeah, what's that?
That's
been wrestling DWIs up and right.
Foolishness.
Especially on 3278.
Picking them up left and right, so we just work in the county.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you, Chief.
Item number 15.
Chief, do you have this in
hand? Oh,
yeah.
The drone?
Yeah.
Okay. Mark.
Mm-hmm.
This is all
in hand.
This is all in hand.
I think so. I don't know.
Item number 15, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve necessary actions regarding matters pertaining to the community park.
So, I don't know if y'all see pictures, but.
Yeah, I drove by there. I didn't see any pictures. Yeah, you posted something.
Very cool.
So
you get the other parks in?
I believe they came in yesterday, but I have to double check on that if he was double checking on that for me. So it basically, one of it's a brace and then some bolt covers is what we're waiting on, and I believe some globes. But other than that, it's there. So the next step would be putting the fabric down and then getting the chips donated and getting the border around it.
Thank you.
So the fabric goes and then the chips go on top of the fabric.
Yes,
so the grass don't grow up through the
fabric.
Yeah,
and we put the border around it so we don't lose our material.
Yeah.
And we need to do it on both the little one and the big one.
The other one's got so much
grass and debris around it. So that's where we are on the
tours. Do we know how much bark we need? How many cubic yards of bark we need?
I can find out.
What kind of border are you going to put around it?
I'm looking for a... They sell the border that can go around it, and
a
it's like
cheesy
a...
plastic stuff where you just drive stakes in the ground?
Yeah. But they sell the more bulky, but it's probably a little more expensive, but I'm going to price it out and see.
Well, let me know about the bark. I think we've got that donated.
Yeah. Okay.
How many cubic yards?
Your son-in-law?
I visited with the mayor. The mayor is doing us a solid. We were worried about permit with TxDOT, and I may have mentioned this before, but city's already doing a bunch of sewer work on 150 West out by Frontier Tractor, and they have an application to do sewer work within the TxDOT right away. And he says, why don't I just amend my application and make this part of that same application?
Thanks.
So we don't have to start over.
Thanks.
So he's next time you see him, he's carrying the ball. That saved us a long process. Plus, he deals with them so much, he knows. I was going to start at Austin and just start And he said, no, you need to talk to so-and-so in Livingston. Anyway,
Clint Jones.
That's who it is. He's carrying the ball. He got back with me yesterday. I had lunch with him. He said, when they get down to the right-of-way, first of all, we got to get our guy, and I've already told him to make a drawing of what he's actually doing, and he wants TxDOT requires where those two driveways are that put a piece of steel pipe in there so he can slide the sewer pipe in that. Now, we didn't make that one of the conditions, and I don't know, we're just talking about 20 foot of pipe, but do we have any pipe that might?
What size is it?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it'd probably be
four
about
inch,
eight,
6 inch, 8 inch.
Well, the sewer pipe's probably 6 inch, so 8 inch or so.
Man, I think I got some 12 inch.
I think.
Steel that long.
All I'm saying is he'd have to add on to his bid and
whatever.
The materials has already started going up on him, so I really, if we could provide the pipe, he wouldn't have to adjust his bid. And
I'll look and see what I
have. I hate to open that door because.
I'll look and see what I can find.
You
so
know,
need a piece 20 foot by a minimum of 8 inches.
And there's two pieces. There'd be two pieces.
Be 40 foot?
We got two driveways.
Oh, we got the water.
Two driveways.
Okay.
There's two driveways.
Okay.
One for each driveway.
Okay. We need two pieces. Okay.
I know that. It seemed like Luke had a bunch of metal light posts that would probably.
Yeah, he's donating four to us. Four.
Yeah, but they're made out of pipe, and they probably are big enough. But yeah, I haven't looked at them.
Yeah.
I guess galvanized. That'd be.
Well, I know at the bottom they're pretty good size.
Anyway.
So I mean, I realize that they made us sleeve under the state roads, but I didn't realize they made you sleeve under a driveway.
That's what the mayor told me. Now, it might be him, it might be TxDOT, I don't know. He just.
I'll look at my area and see what I have.
All right.
I sure will.
I probably got some, but boy, I'd hate to turn loose of it.
Kind of like in Bar Joyce?
Yeah. Well, I got. The boys have done took them over. they got some nice sheds, man.
Ain't that good, though?
Huh? Yeah.
Ain't that good? They taking it over.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yes, ma'am.
I spoke to Jeremy Jordan yesterday. He called and said that they were originally going to take the dirt from off 3081, but that's too far to load that much dirt. So
I think Donnie's probably got a work. I've been told you got a world of dirt to make.
I got clay.
That's what she's needing.
Huh?
That's what you want.
I mean, I told you that. I had 5,000 yards of clay.
No, I called you and I asked you if you had some, and you said no.
No. No, you asked for field dirt.
Oh, that's what they said, field dirt.
No.
They're building mounds with it. All they need is clay.
She told me field dirt, and I
said
I didn't have
there.
So. But clay, I got plenty.
Okay. I'll call them back.
$500 a load. How many you want?
Probably about 30 loads.
Well,
I'm joking. But anyways.
Who
I
said
know.
30 loads? How many we need?
It was a joke.
How many do we need? Do you know?
I think they said about, I don't know, Monty's
coordinating
that.
No, he ain't. He asked my employee to come do
Greg's
it because he didn't know how to do it.
I told him to talk to Greg.
Man, just get it with him.
Okay.
I'll give you the phone number. You can call him. He'll help you anyway.
If you need some help hauling, holler at me. We'll.
I know you will. Yeah, absolutely.
And when we
you
met
call,
out there, I hope
just call
I
me and we'll get with Greg and y'all figure what you need.
I may have misspoke, but I told him that all the commissioners would be more than happy to help with the trucking. And so I hope I didn't misspeak when I said
that. You good, Crystal?
We all good on these ends.
Look, Matt Curtis, I'm just joking.
And I have three trucks.
Man, we'll be fine.
Okay.
We talking 30 loads. We talking.
Yeah.
Half a day.
I don't think you need 30 loads.
No, I'm just saying half a day with all those trucks. We'll be done.
Well, like 10.
Yeah.
I'll get with you after
tomorrow. Well,
yeah.
That's all I have at the moment.
Thank you so much.
We'll help you any way we can.
All right. I got served with a demand letter on a personnel issue. We have to go into executive. It's going to turn into a lawsuit. So it's okay. lawsuit/personnel.
It's 9:46.
Let the record reflect it's 9:46. We're going to adjourn regular session, go into regular executive session, and discuss under Texas Government Code Sections 5107, 102, 072, 075, 074, and 076. Potential lawsuit and personnel.
Okay.
What time is it?
10:29.
Mm-hmm. Let the record reflect it's 10:29. We've adjourned executive session. After discussing some personnel issues that might turn into a lawsuit. And we're going to move to item number 16, adjourn executive session, reconvene in regular session for consideration, discussion, and possible vote on items discussed in executive session. We have received a demand letter from a former employee, and the basis of the conversation was to decide whether we need to send this on to TAC, who has our insurance. And I would entertain a motion to do that, but before it goes to TAC, I will visit with Mr. Dillon and see what he thinks about making a proposed settlement proposal, because we got liability if it were found to be a valid complaint. The first $10,000 is ours anyway. Can I get such a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Domini. Mr. Morris, walked out.
Yes.
Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 3-0. Move back up to item number 6, consider approval of claims. There's one bill in there that one of the commissioners had asked me about, and I said, well, I got the bill back in November, but I didn't do an affidavit because I asked around and nobody was just jumping up and down to pay that membership bill for $1,800 for Forest Country Partnership. Okay.
So, can we ask who submitted the bill?
I had a second notice, okay. And I thought it had been.
They've been sending the bill to me, and I did just exactly what you said and pushed it over to the side, and they went around me and sent it to her, and she just made up an affidavit.
No problem. That's why we look at it.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, second by Commissioner Domini. All those except the one that was pulled out. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 3-0. Number 7. You got some.
Yes, sir.
You got a budget amendment for every expectation? Budget amendment?
Yeah.
I didn't see any. 7, consider approval of budget amendments and revenue certifications. I don't think we have any, so we'll move to number 8. Consider approval of minutes of meetings, regular meeting February 4th, monthly meeting February 17th.
That's
pertaining
to grandchildren and stuff. Can I ask Margie something?
Sure you can.
Margie. on the copay for Lee Turner that we had put in the budget, when is that going to be due? Do you know? I know they're getting some money for Jeff. Remember, you and I built a line for it, 178, I think, thousand for my copay for that grant.
So whenever they told us that, because it'll come on when we have one of the invoices, and Langford will tell us that this part.
We didn't have our meeting. None of us. I didn't remember it. We had stuff going on anyway, but I just was curious if it's.
You're really confused with copay.
Well, match.
Here you go. Just right back there.
Thank you.
All right, you open up the minutes, right?
Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Dominey. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimous 3-0. I guess he ain't waiting on me on that barbecue.
he's talking to Chief Dollar.
Oh.
Maybe. They might be eating barbecue.
Right over there by the annex, somebody pulled up over there, and I'm not real sure.
How or where? Who gave them permission?
They did not ask anybody for permission that I know of, but it is a public parking lot, I guess. I don't.
Well, the last time they were sitting there, I walked by, and Trisha walked out there, and they had stopped her and asked her something. Do I have to have something for this? And she said no. Well, then they started selling, and she went back out there and said, well, wait a minute. I said, you didn't have to have it for this, but you have to have it for this. So you need to go get something. So they shut it down. They disconnected the power. Trisha made a
wait a minute. Are they using our power?
I didn't hear no generator out there running.
This was the last time they set up. And she said, you need to go tend to that and then come back. So y'all need to ask Trisha.
Well, he did say something about the lady 911, and I thought.
She came out there and shut him down and said, stop the power.
It's $15 for a 3-meat plate, and if you want brisket, it's $20 because briskets went through the roof, I quote.
Yeah, I know we bought 14 of them.
Wow. All right. What about the reports? Receive and consider approval of monthly of February 2026 departmental reports.
Have y'all already had time to look at them? Any issues or?
Well, I don't have a district clerk. Do y'all?
I was just going to make a motion, but I wasn't if you were still going to.
Wow.
You can make a motion without for that one.
I have a motion by Commissioner Dominey, a second by Commissioner Natuno to approve all the reports except for the district clerk because we didn't get one. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 3-0. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn as soon as we get this paperwork signed.
I'll make that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed can stay here. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.